ever have a good idea, which is actually a really bad idea? Because I just had that one. And I mean, I did have that about an hour and a half ago. It's, I decided to be a grown up, to be an adult, because that doesn't come naturally to me. We all know this. So I decided I'm going to go through all of my accounts, and I'm going to sort out email addresses, and I'm going to change passwords, and I'm going to do this and that. And that's a fantastic, grown-up, wonderful idea, but it's not in the middle of the night. It's so annoying. It's so annoying. And I don't know why I'm saying this. Well, I know why I'm saying this, because it's 2 a.m. almost, and I am finding, like, websites I bought gifts on, like, 5 years ago. And I'm like, oh, man. This is, like, a bad idea. But I'm too far into it now. I can't stop. I cannot stop. This is happening. I'm doing this, but I'm not happy about it. I'm like a dog who has... No, dogs don't choose to go to the groomer. It's like... Okay, I'll tell you what this is like. This is like every single time I decide, ooh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to a hairdresser and I'm going to get my hair dyed. See, that is a bad idea. That's a really bad idea. Do you want to know why it's a bad idea? I'll tell you why. It's a really, 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 really bad idea. I've been dyeing my hair for ages because I am this little magpie who sees a colour. I'm like, ooh, purple hair, red hair, black hair, blonde hair. Well, I'm a natural blonde, so, you know. And I realised pretty soon that it could be really expensive. And also, just because someone's got a hairdressing qualification doesn't mean they know jack shit about dyeing my fucking hair. But every once in a while, for some stupid reason, I think, hey, I'm going to go and get it done at the hairdressers. And I toddle along and I pay way too much money because, bitch, I buy that hair dye at Sally Beauty and I know how expensive it is. I don't know why, but I'm saying bitch a hell of a lot. But yes. And then I pay out money and then they do my hair. And as they're putting the hair dye on, I'm thinking, oh no. Oh no. Oh no. And it's awful. It's so bad. But you know what? I'm committed now. I cannot back out. This is happening. This is happening. This, we are going to finish this. So we are going to do this. And afterwards, I'm just like, why? Why every time? Why do I do this? This is such a bad idea. Every fucking time. Every fucking time I choose to adult, I do it at 2 a.m. because I don't sleep and like the words. I'm so annoyed at myself. I can't even word. But I do it. What is... Sorry. I have a very complicated rug situation going on at the moment. I'm going to have to take up all the rugs and relay them. Super yay. Again, another part of me being an adult. Did I mention it doesn't come naturally? Normal people, sensible people, grown-up people, actually grown-up. They adult during the daytime. They think, oh, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a bit of adulting. Me? Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Can't record because some motherfucker is setting off fireworks down the end of the street because I don't know. Their dog learned how to roll over. Like, well done, but really fireworks? So I can't record, so what am I going to do? I'm going to fucking have a whole security lockdown. Why do I do this? Why am I this way? And you might think I'm putting this on. You might think, this is just part of a sweet, funny character that she plays. No, 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 no. I am actually like this. This is my reality. On the bright side, I found my purse. But it's not actually my purse. It's my two purses ago. And that's kind of annoying because I literally phoned in these cards last week. So if you're like me, you have cards you use every day, and then you have cards that you don't use every day. Oh, my vaccination cards are in here too. I was looking for those, but I couldn't find them because I couldn't find a fucking purse. But I found it because I was adulting, and adulting means I take out my my box of adult stuff. That sounds so bad. No, it's like insurance records and shit like that. All the paperwork you accumulate. Accumulate? Is that how you say that? Google, is that how you say that? Because I don't know. How do you say that? So now I have to try and guess it. That's not how you spell it. Okay, how do we say this word?
Accumulate.
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 Oh, accumulate.
Yeah, fuck off. That you collect as an adult. They all go in a box. And apparently I decided I was going to put my purse in that box. And I found my purse. Yay! It's kind of annoying because I literally just ordered a new purse. Because... does this happen to you? Okay! That's literally what happens to me. So you know I'm quite shaky with the hands when I'm talking. I'm like gesture. It's like I'm Italian. Okay, so in Europe, there's a hierarchy of countries who talk with their hands. Now, Spain is pretty high up there. Spain is a country that definitely talks and emphasizes shit with their hands. But Italy is the country that does it the most. I have gone beyond the Spanish gesturing. I am now Italian. And if I'm doing that when I'm holding my purse, cards go flying. Because after you've been using a purse for a while and you take the cards in and you take the cards out, the little pockets get a bit loose, and that sounds, again, kind of vaguely questionable. So that's why I got a new purse in the first place. But then the problem I've got, this new purse I've got, I don't like it. I think it's, this is rambling. I'm rambling because I don't want to do any more security. No more security! You can buy something and think it's perfectly fit for purpose. But then when you use it every day, you find out that it's not quite fit for purpose. Ooh, a receipt. What did I buy? No, my purse is just gone. I bought keys. Why are keys so expensive? Two keys, £11 each. That's ridiculous. See, that's what happens when I adult. I just go on about prices. Oh, it's so ridiculous. It's so expensive. It's like I'm from Yorkshire. Don't hit me. But yeah, you buy something and you think it's going to be fine. You think it's going to work out. And it does work out until you use it every day. And suddenly it's... you have to keep fiddling with it, and yeah, so that's my new purse. It's not great. So I've ordered a new... I'll be honest with you. I didn't order a new purse. I ordered maybe 3 new purses, but I got them from AliExpress. So, okay, the quality... You know what? No. Don't know if the quality's going to be good or not. But... It's like, do I need 3 purses? I don't know. There seem to be 2 types of women. Well, 3 types of women. The type that have 1 purse and they use that purse for everything. Oh, I mean purse like a wallet, not like purse like a bag. Not the American version of purse, like a wallet. Type 1, they use a 1 purse / wallet for everything, and that's it. Then you have type 2, who use 5,000 purses, and they're all cute, and they're never mixed up, and it's like, how do you do that? What is this witchcraft? There might be pineapple on my keyboard. Don't ask. And then there's the 3rd type, who just don't have a preference, and I just don't know what I am. I don't know, because I'm just so questionable. Highly questionable. And so we have 3 purses coming. I know. I know. Did I buy one because it's got a cat on it? Yes. Did I buy the second one because it had a squishy spaceship on it? Yes. But I did buy one adult purse. I think. It's got a little heart on it. Because I don't know why I do this, but when my name was Honey, I had a thing for getting little bees on shit. You know, like cute little badges and brooches and stickers. But now that my name's Sweetheart, ooh, let's put a heart on that. Let's put a heart on that. Case in point, I bought a t-shirt. And it's the kind of t-shirt that I know I'm never going to wear. So you know that nautical fashion that comes out every single fucking summer? You know, stripes, blue and white stripes. Yeah, yeah, you know exactly, you know, the very, ooh, I've got a yacht and this is my t-shirt that I wear on my yacht. I don't have a yacht. Also, I'm pretty much 50% goth. All my clothes are black. I don't do white. Ever. There is nothing in my room that is right. It's disturbing. But I bought this t-shirt because it's got an embroidered heart on it. And I'm just like, ooh, I can technically be that person. No, you can't. But because it's got a cute little embroidered heart on it, I got suckered in. Fuck. I could be a goth that has a yacht. No, I can't. I can't do it. I can't do it. So I'll probably give it to my mother. That happens sometimes. Do you do that? And I should tell you what that is. Do you go shopping and then say, oh, that's a cute top. I'll never wear it though, because I don't wear colour, but maybe I should wear colour. Maybe I am the sweetheart that wears colour. Maybe this summer I am going to be a beautiful, colourful butterfly. I'm going to wear pink. I'm going to wear green. I'm going to wear blue. I'm going to wear yellow. And you convince yourself that this shit is going to happen. And it doesn't happen. At least it was only a t-shirt. But, I don't know. I guess I always wanted a boat. Because I fucking love the water. This is me going off on tangents on every single corner. I've always loved water. Rivers, canals, lakes, oceans, all of it. I love it. I love being on boats. I love beaches, but not sun because goth. But just water is so wonderful to me, and I decided when I was about 10, ooh, I'm going to buy a fucking boat. And there's this secondhand, well, it's not a secondhand newspaper, it's a newspaper where they have secondhand ads in it. It's called The Loot. I don't even know if it's still a thing. Let's do a little Google, shall we? Yeah, it's still a thing. So when I was about 10 or 11, oh no, it's not a thing. It says it's unable to handle this request. Why? Why can you not handle my request? Is the loot not a thing anymore? I don't know. I don't think it is. Fuck it. Doesn't matter. But they had a section for yachts and boats. And, you know, I saw that you could get a boat for like £5,000. Now, let's be honest, it was not going to be a good boat. But I just wanted a boat. And that still haunts me. That still haunts me. Sometimes I want to be that person on a boat. And if I am on a boat, I want to have a stripy t-shirt. Because for some reason, I think, yes, that is what Nautical Sweetheart looks like. She has a stripy t-shirt. I know I'm never going to wear a stripy t-shirt in my fucking life, but I still kind of want to be that person. Oh, I am so strange. And I also need to drink more water because you can hear my voice. But I have a glass of water. I'm trying to be a grown-up. I'm not helping my knit bit words. I'm not having much luck and I'm not enjoying it, but I'm trying. So you might have noticed that my ramble has jumped from topic to topic to topic to topic to topic, often doubling back. This is what it's like inside my head. This is actually how I think. I know. I don't actually know. I'm trying to act as if I know what you're saying, but I don't know what you're saying because this is a recording. This is kind of one-way traffic. I don't know what you're saying. But that was rude. How dare you? That was quite helpful. If you actually said something nice, then I'm... That's not going to really work out. Perhaps I should go to bed. I could totally go to bed. Or I could do my washing. Or I could do someone else's washing. Because I do that in the middle of the night sometimes. I'm like a really distracted house elf. And I'll do chores in the middle of the night when I'm not recording. Or adulting, or trying to adult, or adulting and pouting about it because it's a dumb idea to adult it. 2:15 in the morning. Almost. So what are you doing? It's 2:15 in the morning. Okay, probably not where you are, but what you're up to. I am adulting. Are you adulting? Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to post this. Oh no. I don't know if I can log into Patreon. Because I cleaned all my... Okay, fine. I'll admit it. There's a reason I'm adulting and doing a security thing. I might have accidentally wiped everything on my computer that had, You shouldn't save passwords in Chrome. And I wiped them all out. But I didn't realise I had done it. Fine. I'm not adulting because I want to do an adult thing. I'm adulting because I fucked up. You are really good at this interrogation shit. You are far too good. I'm going to stop talking before I release all my secrets. I'm actually a teapot. I'm not. I'm a sugar bowl.